Someone who goes to school.
Mm-hmm.
A student.
And a woman who works in an office and does the typing and so forth.
A stenographer or a secretary.
And a man on the stage would be an actor. A woman would be a...
An actress.
And if you're born in the United States, you say your nationality is...
American.
And tell me about something that you do every day. If I ask you if you do it often, you say, yes, I...
Do it all the time.
And if you wanted to know, you wanted to ask me whether he does that sort of thing, you'd ask me...
Does he do that?
And I say, I don't smoke, but he...
He does smoke.
And if I ask you if you know a person, you might say, well, I don't know him, but I...
I've heard of him.
Okay. Say if there was a loud noise, I'd ask you, did you...
Hear the noise?
And you say, yes, I...
Heard it.
And... Say, well, I think that's right, but I'm not...
I'm not sure, I'm not positive.
And you say, well, I don't know if he did that or not, but people...
Say he did.
And... What different names are there for blacks?
Negro, black, Afro-American. In the Deep South, they always said nigger. That's something that I've always felt very uneasy saying because my family did not believe in saying that.
Was it men as an insult?
Colored people or colored folks. I think they considered it insulting.
What about color?
Some black people prefer to be called colored, and others prefer to be, you know, called black. And I think actually they all just like to be Americans.
What about
no distinction.
Joking names.
Spade. Tar Baby. Somebody that was part Negro might have a touch of the tar brush. My grandmother always had a thing. She said nigger. She did. She always said something, you know, if somebody was dark, she said there must have been a nigger in the wood pile. I can't think of any others like that.
What about our race?
Some people say Anglo or Anglo-Saxon or Anglo-American or white or Caucasian.
Does Anglo mean the same as white?
A lot of people think it does, but it doesn't really. Anglo comes from a tribe of people that settled in England called the Angles. And then the Saxons came in and took over, and people were called Anglo-Saxon, that origin. And I think it just became a word that was taken to mean white, but it certainly didn't. I mean, if they were going to call us white, the Spanish people might say blanco, or only actually they call us gringo. But I mean, it had to be a word that meant white if you were going to, you know, use a word like that.
What about the word gringo? Is that insulting? Or?
Depends on how they say it. If they say, oh, you're just a silly gringo, you know, you don't feel too bad. If they say, kill the gringo, you're not too happy with it.
Who says kill the gringo?
The Raza Unida Party.
Do they really say that?
Yeah, they really say that. But I don't think they really mean it. I mean, they even think they mean it, but I don't think they really mean it.
How do people feel about the Raza?
Oh, I think at first it was a kind of a joke because they just didn't do very well. But after Crystal City and some of those areas, they've, you know, taken over pretty large chunks of government. And I would say some people think of it as a threat. It's just a tri-party system now instead of being Republican and Democrat.